Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things. I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride. Now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom, I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs. Above, I see the meaning of doves. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm. And nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see your smile.
Well, good evening to the Diamond on the Rough Show with Mountain Man and Charlie Alejandro, and she'll be joining us in the next few minutes here. Well, welcome back, everyone. Great to see everyone in the chat room that I can see, and we've been on the air for a little while. Charlie and I have not been feeling too well. We've been sick here and there, and so we're back and better than ever. We're going to be getting some new music ideas, some new talking about some local sports and everything. And we're just going to be having an awesome evening here. Just an awesome, awesome, awesome evening. I'm glad to be back. And I'm glad that Charlie's feeling a little bit better. She said that she's going to be here in a little bit. Excuse me, and just wanted to get, we wanted to get back in the loop here, get back into business here and say hello to everybody. And even though that I may not be able to see right now, hello to everybody. It's great to be here. So we're just waiting to see for the co-host to come on in. Charlie is hopefully going to be here, and she's going to be an awesome, awesome person. She's got some new music that she wants to play with for us and everything. And I've got some friends over here at the house, and they all say hello. Just all that good jazz. And that was Cardiac doing our intro this evening for tonight's show. I just hope everybody is feeling great. And hopefully our host is able to get into the show this evening. Hopefully. Because we want to be able to chit-chat, have some good times. And if you want to call in, the numbers are 347-989-1473. We also have our toll free at 1-877-221-6957. Or you can go to our website on Blog Talk Radio, hook into the show there, or just turn your Blog Talk Radio icon on and listen to the show that way, or just call in and just listen to the show that on your mobile phone. and everything, and it is just, and we're just going to have a great time, I hope. But anyways, I am going to end up probably playing while we're waiting for our co-host. My baby boy.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was.
Okay, it looks like we got a caller in.
No mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things.
Good evening to the Diamond on the Rough Show. Who's this, please?
It's me. I'm back.
Back
We're
and
back.
Bad as ever.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, oh, man. How are we? How's everybody doing?
Jolly Alejandro is
in
the building.
Yes, I am in cyberspace, on the phone, in the building, hanging around, happy to be back. How's everybody doing? It's been so long.
Everybody
is doing...
How about
you?
Mountain Man is doing awesome. Mountain Man's got a little bit of a cold.
I know. What is up with that? You sound all kind of like stuffy.
I am stuffy. Charlie, it is great to hear you back on the air.
It is great to hear me back on the air. It's been so long, and we need to fill our listeners in. I have to say real quick, I really appreciate all the emails that I've been getting where people have been asking how I've been doing and what's going on, and I have to say thank you very much. They made me feel well. I love the song you played. I mean, we're talking about right here. We're right here because it was funny. I was on a walk today, and that song popped into my head. And there's another song that goes with it that we're going to be playing in not this show, but the coming show that we can talk about in a little bit. But it just brought back what's really important in life and what's, you know, really important that we need to get focused to. So I'm going to go right into my little spiel before we go into the talk show. Motivational Monday, which is now Wistful Wednesday. But my thought is that I really want everybody to refocus on what's important in life. Because I don't notice many of you notice
me?
Everybody's like
excuse
rushing
me?
Around.
I'm going to
yes,
stop you
like,
right there for a second.
No, no. No
it
stopping,
is Thursday,
no.
Not Wednesday.
I knew that. I really did. See? I knew that. See? I'm looking at my notes, and I'm like, no, it's Thursday. Thoughtful Thursday. Yes, thank you very much. Now he told me that. Anyway, I'm grateful to be back, and our listeners are going to have to have a little patience with us as we get our radio feet back again, because it's been, what, we were off the air for 5 weeks while I was sick and taking care of some business. But we're
and
back.
I've been taking care of my business. And taking
yes,
care of my
yes.
cold as well. And hello
yes.
to Harry, 4321, and Mary,
Harry's
2321. Hello
Mary
and
too.
Welcome
Mary,
to
yes, Mary,
that
thank
room,
you so much
as
for
well
you.
As
yes.
Ordinary Woman and her co-host.
I still haven't figured out how to change the name on that. It's kind of funny because it looks like I'm in there twice, like I have a split personality, but... No, I don't even know where to start. It's been so long, but today's show is only going to be an hour because we want
so
to
we
get our feet
get
wet
going.
And let everybody know and everything, so that's how it is. And I have to tell you from the jump, I have just been totally blown away by the amount of people that have contacted us, that have sent requests about being on the show, and just reached out to us as radio community. It just blew my mind because, you know, Mountain Man and I kind of started this on a lark. We figured, you know, we're just two little people doing a little something here and there on the internet, and it's just, it's really exploded. I'm kind of, like, blown away by it. So I really want to thank our listeners for being loyal and patient with us and for all your sweet emails and stuff, and on Thoughtful Thursday. Got it right. The reason I wanted to get everybody to focus back to what's really important is because, I don't know, Mountain Man, have you noticed everybody just seems to be rushing around lately, like totally lost focus with what's really important?
Yeah, I have. I have. And hello
and,
to Billy231.
Billy. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Anyhow.
Billy from Billerica.
Is that
great.
Where he's from?
Yes, I know. He is.
Well, here's a question for
no
you, Miss Charlie Alejandro.
We'll save questions and answers at the end. No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
I saw on our work page or whatever it is, the that we had like over 4,000 views on our profile.
We've had 4,000 people that listen to us on a regular basis, which I know some people that are in radio world might think it's not big, but it's actually huge because our radio show is based on word of mouth. That's
mm-hmm.
it. We don't advertise anywhere. We don't pay to be heard anywhere. We just, it's something that Mountain Man and I did, and we're very passionate about it, and kind of on a shoestring budget, so to speak. So for us to have 4,000 people reach out to us on a regular basis from all over the country, actually internationally, because we do have, like I said, I've had a couple of people reach out for me from Australia, which blew my mind, because that's
That's who I would love to see back in here, because
oh
I know
God,
we've had some...
It's,
we've had some awesome, awesome, awesome people, and I've also had questions and
mm-hmm.
wondering, when are we coming back onto the air? Because I've had a friend of mine that I've had some issues with, and
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, she may not be joining us anymore due to some
mm-hmm.
personal issues,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully she may not, I don't know. Hello, Betty.
Hey, Betty. Betty. Oh, my God. Betty, you killed me. She sent me this email. It was hysterical. She's like, ordinary woman better get her butt back on the radio. I'm going to actually start talking to my husband. I was like, oh, my God. That's funny. No, so I have to let our listeners know what's going on. And the last radio show we had, I was on. Can't talk. Not a good thing.
Obviously, you can't.
I know. We were actually en route to go to Florida because Jose went down there for a baseball tournament, and we were planning on actually having live broadcasts and everything. Unfortunately, I wound up getting sick on the way down there. I wound up being sick the whole time I was there, so that put a really big kinker in everything.
Wow.
I have to say, thank God my husband knows how to pick hotel rooms because I spent a week and a half inside the hotel room. Wind up having to go to the hospital down there and getting checked out. Luckily, it was.
I know. What was this? What was this? I've been checking in on you myself. I've been asking you questions here and there, and I hear that you're not feeling well. What is going on?
And you know me, I'm not a big baby when it comes to being sick. I kind of like not. Just because I like keeping things positive, so I'm not one to sit there and talk about my medical history ad nauseum. And it's okay if you do that. I know some people love to do that, but for the most part, the people that I'm around, you included, very rarely part on their... Yeah, you're like the king of that. You're like, what do you mean?
Oh,
like,
you're killing me over here.
You're funny.
You're killing your co-host.
Yeah, I'm dying because I'm like, dude, you're in a wheelchair. You're like, no, I'm not. This is just a designer chair I bought. I'm like, yeah, okay.
But
so
guess what?
That's the guy. Yeah. What?
I'm in the process
mm-hmm.
of getting a power chair so I can get around town a lot easier.
Yeah, you're in the process of getting your butt out of that chair. Remember we talked about you. See, just because I was sick doesn't mean I forgot. I'm keeping
Uh-oh.
Your butt in check. Uh-oh.
Okay.
See, you opened that can of worms.
I've already opened it, but I'm going to open another can of worms.
Oh, man.
Do you remember what our thing is for this year on these shows?
Well, accountability was one. Yes, was us. We were talking about only doing things that we wanted to do in a good way and about not being negative and catching ourselves when we were trying to be negative, because we want to make sure that we stay on a positive keel and constantly correct ourselves that it's not that we have to do stuff, it's that we choose to do it, and we should be doing things that bring us joy and bring us happiness, and we can spread that to other people, which is one of the reasons why 2010 was going to be the year of the motivation, you know, motivational year for us to go out there, renew, redo, reuse, and just move on. And that's one of the reasons why I remember you said that that was one of the things that you'd be interested in doing. So we're going to keep you in check, mister. Make sure you're doing okay. But
well,
on that note, you had a comment.
Did I? I don't know if I did or didn't. I don't even remember. I must be getting Alzheimer's or something, because I don't remember. Or short-term memory, that's what it is. Short-term memory.
Yeah, selective short-term memory, that's what I call it. So I just wanted to, okay, so we went to Florida. Jose's team did kind of okay. Not as good as they were hoping to do, but had a couple of decent games. Like I said, I unfortunately only got to check out a couple of the games because I was sick, and luckily, I had my man Friday, my husband, who's just amazing, Mel's the man. He went out and took pictures for me, so I was able to actually put the pictures up on Facebook. So if you guys are my friends on Facebook, you can go to Charlie Alejandro and check it out. Request to be my friend, and you can see all the pictures from the tournament. I put them up there as well. A rough trip, I have to say, it was a rough trip. I had fun, I'm not going to lie, because I make the best of everything. And I was very sick. I wound up having pneumonia and an ear infection and some other junk. But thank goodness you know what was funny, man? This brings me to this. I wind up in Florida, and I'm not a big fan of the emergency rooms. You know why. You've been there.
Exactly.
So.
I do know. Hold on. What? You keep chatting there. I'm going to put my hand over the phone for a second and try to talk to somebody, because I got friends in the house here, like I told you earlier. So just... bear with me a minute, and you keep going there.
Okay, you adjust yourself over there. So I don't like doing emergency rooms because I've had really bad experiences where I'm there for hours, and, you know, some of the – and nurses, I love nurses. I've worked in the nursing field myself, but I've unfortunately had the misfortune of running into a couple that are very rude, very unprofessional. So not my favorite place. So I wind up saying to Mel, you know what? Let me go try one of these mini clinics that I've been hearing about that CVS has and Walgreens has. And,
well, you better go
Walmart
do it.
Or whatever. There goes with the plugs again. I know, geez. Someday we're actually going to get paid to plug these things, people. Anyway, so
come
I
on.
Wind up going over there, and it blew my mind because I wind up going in. There was maybe two people ahead of me. So I wasn't exactly having the most high expectations because it felt like a drive-through clinic to me. You know, here I am in the CVS going to this clinic to get checked out. Well, lo and behold, it blew my mind because the doctor down there, oh my goodness, the man was amazing. He asked questions that were very important, very pertinent, which I unfortunately had not heard from the regular doctor that I had been going to. Keyword had been going to.
What am I going to do with
you? Oh, I'm telling you, because this man was right on the money. He asked the right type of questions, and right away he was able to diagnose what was wrong. He, you know, realized that I had the beginnings of pneumonia, ear infection. Was able to put me on the medication right away, which had I not done that or had I not gotten a decent doctor, I think the situation would have gotten a lot worse real bad. Because, I mean, you know what it's like. You're sick. You're away from home. It's not the same. And, I mean, it's very convenient that you're getting checked out right there at the drugstore.
Did you get homesick just because you missed all of us?
I think so. That was added to it. But the other thing, too, that blew my mind was the fact that in the past, whenever I had been put on antibiotics, one of the issues that I've had is because I have irritable bowel syndrome and pernicious anemia, it throws my whole immune system off because antibiotics kill bacteria. And unfortunately, it doesn't know the difference between good bacteria and bad bacteria, so the bacteria gets, you know, killed either way. So it creates stomach issues. Well, this man had the presence of mind to say, well, on top of the fact that you're being put on the antibiotics, he gave me this probiotic pills that if you hear about it, probiotics, they come in yogurt and that kind of stuff, live cultures, to offset the effect. And I'll tell you, it was amazing to actually be on the antibiotics and not have one day of stomach problems. It was unbelievable. It was just, and I'm telling you, it was just refreshing to have a doctor tell me, okay, you've been doing X, Y, and Z wrong. That's why you keep getting this illness and you need to follow it this way. And to actually follow through with what the man said, and then at the end of the 3 weeks go, oh, he was right. It worked. Hello. So it was very refreshing. So in a good thing, that actually made me realize how important it was to have the right kind of doctor.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm not going to lie. As soon as I got back, I quickly switched to primary care physicians because I realized I just wasn't getting the type of medical care that I needed. And I'm not saying anything bad about the doctor that I was seeing, but sometimes we as doctors, and I don't know, if, I mean as patients, and if you've seen the commercial on television, there's this lady, and she's just asking a million questions at the restaurant. Are you an actor? Is this food this? Where? How is it cooked? What's the special? The woman asks a million questions, but now when she's sitting at the doctor's office, the doctor says to her, do you have any questions? And she's like, no.
No, not right now.
Not right now, exactly. And that really hit me because this is our health we're talking about. This is our body. This is our longevity. And we need to really, really get proactive on that. And it made me realize that I needed to have a physician who was on the same page with me. And if I asked a question, I expected an answer. And to not be the type of person that the only way they dealt with stuff was, here's a pill. It doesn't work. A pill is just going to knock me out, and I'm going to wake up groggy and still sick. So it doesn't help. So it was a refreshing thing. That's the good thing that came out of the trip to Florida. So I'm very excited with my new...
While you were on your trip, did miss you.
Of course you missed
you
me.
Big
Who else is going to bug you? I'm like your sister always nagging you.
Well, guess what? I've missed this sister nagging me, and believe it or not, Miss Alejandro, I bumped into a couple of mutual friends of ours this
week. Did I owe them money?
No.
Who'd you run into?
They were from a certain organization.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And it is Christianity, if you understand what I mean by that.
Yep. That's awesome. I'm glad you did. You know, that's cool. I'm glad you ran into them. That's awesome, which is funny because I keep forgetting now that we're getting back into the swing of things, I got to get those guests booked on the show. That'll be fun.
So we
have some housekeeping to do, and the housekeeping.
We've got some big housekeeping, and the first housekeeping chore that we're going to have to do is, I've already given the numbers out, but I'm going to have the host, whatever we want to call each other now, redo it, because I know I've probably messed it up big time, so I'm going to have you take it away.
I will. But real quick, before we give out the numbers for you guys to call us, I just, again, want to reiterate how grateful I am that you guys have stuck with us during all the changes and all the different time slots that we've had. I appreciate your support, and it really means a lot to us. The other thing is I just want to let everybody know that if you are in a situation where calling into the show would be a toll call, well, that's not the case anymore. We actually have it set up so when you call, there is a 1-800 number, a toll-free number. So if you call in from the regular phone where it's not a charge for you and it's not a difficulty, you can call 1-347-989-1473. That's our regular number that you've called before, and you can come right in and talk to us. So that's 989-1473. Or you can call us on our toll-free line, which is 1-877-877-221-6957. Toll-free line does not give you a charge when you call us. Now, the only thing the only thing I really suggest you check, though, is make sure that if you're calling us on a cell phone that you do not get charged from your provider. I know if you're on a landline at your house and you have Verizon, AT&T, or whatever, it's a toll-free call. You don't get charged. But I'm not sure how it works with some cell phones. I know the cell phone company that I go through, it's a toll-free call. But just double-check with your provider to make sure that you don't incur a cost, because I'd hate for you to call us and then lose a few minutes because of that. But if you call us from a regular house phone, toll-free number, and that toll-free number is 1-877-221-6957. Or you can reach us on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. Woman is spelled W-M-N. Also, if you happen to be away from home, you can call into the show, and you can actually listen to the show over the phone. And we have a lot of exciting things coming up. I just wanted to let our listeners know. You know Cardiac, of course. He's been on the show before, has filled in as a co-host.
Cardiac, my man.
Yeah, Cardiac, the man. We're going to have him on next week because Cardiac is actually going to be hosting his own radio show.
What? No.
Yes. Yes, he's
is
actually
Is that that radio show that we've been talking about that he was... That,
no,
Boston 101.
No, he was actually hosting that, co-hosting, but now he's going to be the main guy. He's going to be on Mondays between 4 and 6 to start on Mondays, and it's a live radio show where you actually can call in. You're going to get music, and the main thing he's going to be doing is he's going to be doing independent music. So if you're an independent artist and you have radio-friendly edits, do not hesitate to reach us at ordinarywoman@gmail.com and send me a note, let me know, and I will send the music along to Mr. Cardiac, because one of the things he wants to do is he wants to give independent artists the opportunity to have their music heard and not have to jump through hoops to do that. So, yes, and I, you know, am getting the word out. Once we have more information, I will... absolutely updated. I don't want to give it all out. We'll have him come on the show and talk about it. He'll give us the frequency.
Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Cardiac's got a show. Yay!
Yes, Cardiac has a show. And by the way, if anybody has any suggestions for what to call his show, Mr. Cardiac would be more than happy to hear your suggestions. If your particular suggestion winds up being the winner, you'll get an autographed poster from Mr. Cardiac himself and a free CD and an opportunity.
Which I'm still waiting for.
Yeah, and reminder. And you'll have the opportunity to come on the show and hang out with Mr. Cardiac for a night just to see what goes on behind the scenes. So you can email Mr. Cardiac at Cardiac, K-A-H-D-I-A-K, Cardiac, or you can look him up on Facebook at gmail.com. Make sure you email them, let them know what's up, or go to Facebook, Google Mr. Cardiac, K-A-H-D-I-A-K, and befriend him, become a fan on his fan page, and it'll keep you up to date on all the good things that are going
Which
on.
Which has been an awesome, 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 awesome site. I've gotten a lot of his updates, and it is a good site to go on.
It is.
And
or you can also go to www.cardiac.com. That's his actual website. He has his own website, which will be getting updated sooner. He's working more on the Facebook right now because the website, even though it's up, it's not totally up yet. I mean, you can look at it, you can see it, but if to keep more upbeat on, I mean, more updated on what's going on, definitely the fan page on Facebook. The other thing I'd like to let people know on top of that is the fact that we have our own fan page. Obviously, I have a fan page because I'm me and I love being me. No, it was suggested because, as most of you know, Facebook has a 5,000 friend limit. And I tell you honestly, right, Mountain Man, when I first heard that, I'm like, I don't know 5,000 people. Well, if you notice on our Facebook, we're getting there quick. We're almost at 2,600 friends. And increasing. So we definitely, that's the reason why we got the fan page going. Once we got the fan page going, I was very happy. I mean, it's just amazing to see all the people that keep jumping on there and befriending me and sending me notes and stuff. And it's a good feeling to feel loved. So, yeah, definitely hit us up on Facebook and check us out, and you can befriend us there. The other thing I'd like to update our listeners on, Mr. Mountain Man, is that, as most of you know, I have a blog, www.ordinarywomanwmn.com. And you can go on there, and I blog on it regularly. Well, the first year that we started the blog, I think I started the blog in March. And by September, my blog had gotten nominated.
Excuse me?
Bloggy Award. Yes.
Yay.
It got nominated. For, are you okay over there? You don't sound too good.
I just said, yay! Because you're doing all the work over there.
Well, I thought you were sneezing, so I just wanted to make sure you were all right over there.
Oh, I'm doing okay. I've got this cold. I was actually coughing.
So we wind up getting nominated for a Blogger's Choice Award, and we got nominated in a couple categories. But the main one that was more important to me was the Blogitzer Award, and I thought it was kind of cool because it's like Pulitzer, Blogitzer. How cool is that?
That is awesome.
So I know. So we wind up actually with the blog only being up and running for less than 7 months. Our blog actually came in sixth place out of 13,000 blogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I know. That's what I said. And this year, and again, because with minimal advertising, because we don't advertise, and honestly, I will be the first to admit, I didn't even realize that we had gotten renominated for 2009. So I really wasn't paying much attention. Well, I got an email a couple weeks back that our blog, once again, came in 10th place out of 18,000 blogs.
Wow. We got to get that blog up. We got to get that blog up there.
Yeah, and it blew my mind because, again, like I said, that's just our fans going. So this year I decided, you know what, let's really talk it up and let people know about it. So this year, once again, we are nominated. We're nominated in the Blogger category. We got nominated in the Best Blog About Stuff. We got nominated Best Parenting. And this one is totally embarrassing, and I can't even believe someone did this to me. I'm going to kill him when I find out. Hottest Mommy Blogger.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Hottest Mommy Blogger. So
Haunted
I'll take it as a
Mommy Blogger?
No, you're talking Halloween, babe. Like hottest, like hottie, and then mommy, like hot mom blogger. So yeah, I know. I'm like, what?
I know where that one came from.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Blogger is the one that I'm psyched about. I'm actually checking the site now, and we've already, but voting just started with minimal votes. There's 7 votes up there already, which is kind of cool. So just to let our listeners know, if you do, you can go to, if you go to my blog, so you can check out, see if you like it enough to go and sign up and vote for it, go to www.ordinarywoman.com. And if you look at the top of my blog, you will actually find the link there. And it's kind of cool because the way it's set up, there is actually a link there for you to get to our radio show. So you can read my blog while you're actually listening to us on the radio, which is kind of cool. So instead of you actually having to go to Blog Talk Radio, if you're on my blog, because there's a player there, all you have to do is click on it, and voila, there it is. On top, it gives you the little player to be able to listen to us. Right at the front, it's the Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Woman. And there's a player for Blog Talk Radio. So you can be on the blog and listen to us while we're on the radio live. Isn't that cool?
That is awesome. And I got some
other
good news after you get done with your spiel.
Awesome. So, and then right underneath that, like I said, any page you go on to, it's all on there. And then there's the little widget for the Blogger's Choice Award. So if you click on that, you can vote for us. Now, it takes about a minute or two just to sign up Blogger's Choice Award. It's just your name and your email, and that's it. And then you can vote for us. And the thing is, it's not a popularity contest because of the fact that it's not like your friends can vote 50 times for you. It's one vote, that's it. So just if you like what you read, please make sure you vote for us. And also to let our friends know, my blog also has a translator on it. So if English is not your first language, it's right on there as well. All you do is click the language. It actually does Spanish, it does Japanese, it does Chinese, it does French, it does German, Portuguese, and Italian. So you can go on the blog and you can actually read it in your language. It's not going to be perfectly verbatim translatable, but you will understand what I'm writing about, so it'll be cool. You can check it out as well.
That is awesome.
Yes, lots of cool stuff going on. Yeah. Oh, and I got to tell you something real quick. I know you have some good news, but you know how we were working on that movie, The Grown Ups, this past summer?
Yes, I was going to ask you about those movies.
Oh, my goodness. This is hysterical. We worked for 5 weeks, as you guys know. We worked for 5 weeks on the movie Grown Ups with Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Kevin James. I mean, a million people. Just amazing, amazing. Well, I got to see the trailer the other day, and I literally fell over laughing because happened to see there's a water scene there, and all I see is this big bush of hair sticking out of, and guess who? Big Mug happens to be in the trailer that you can see clear as day.
You.
No, not me.
No?
Christopher. No, Chris. Of all people.
Chris,
which is funny because as our listeners know, Chris is actually the one that likes writing movies and directing movies. He's not too big
I'm
about
Chris.
Being in front of the camera.
What the heck are you talking about me for?
No, not you. The other Chris. Yeah, that would have been a neat trick if you had been in the movie. You weren't even there. No, it's hysterical because Christopher was funny because we kind of talked him into it. He's like, yeah, I'll go. He wasn't even too happy about the first day he went because he's like, oh, my goodness, I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. But we found it hysterical because every one of us that were there were actors, with the exception of Derek at the time, Cardiac at the time, because Cardiac at that time, he was only doing music and stuff. So since then, he's gotten some auditions and some work as an actor, but we just thought
awesome.
It was funny.
Awesome. That's
well,
great
we thought
news.
It was just, yeah, we thought we thought it was pretty funny that the only non-actor in the group was the one that got his big mug in the trailer. So
wow.
That'll be coming up June 25th. So for our listeners, again, we're not getting paid for this just because check out for Chris. Grown Ups will be in movie theaters. And for those of you that have seen The Invention of Lying with Ricky Gervais, there's a great scene in there in the nursing home where you can see Lorraine Calderon. If you guys remember, we had her on the show a couple months back.
Oh, I've been wondering about her.
Yeah, she's doing amazing. And one of the things is, again, she was so excited because she didn't realize she was featured that prominent. She says it's kind of nice to see it. And it was funny because I forget her brother was watching the movie and didn't even realize. And then all of a sudden he's like, what the? Then he looks again. He's like, oh, my goodness, that's my sister. And they were just floored because they didn't realize that they could see her that well. So it was pretty exciting.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so we got a lot of good things. So, my man, you're telling me you have some great news?
Yes. I actually am not sitting in front of my home unit right now.
Oh, where are you?
I am actually sitting in a comfortable chair where I am comfortable, and I am doing the switchboard on a laptop.
Whoa, get out. That is awesome. So you finally got one, thank goodness. Where'd you get it? Did you buy it? You didn't get into debt. Okay, let me finish it. Go ahead.
Let me. And this is no plugs or whatever, but you know how we have the free cycles and places that give stuff away and or places that give certain items for fairly decent money and whatever, but Craigslist. I know they've been in the news and whatever, but I was on Craigslist and
I'm telling you, don't knock it because believe it or not, and you go finish, and I got to tell you a story about Craigslist, which is not negative, which is kind of cool the way it happens. So go ahead. So you wind up getting one on Craigslist. That's awesome.
Yep, and it's a Toshiba satellite, which is
good for
awesome.
You.
So
see, I'm glad. So now you don't have any excuses when we go back to the 2-hour segments.
No, and I can, if I am out and about, I can pull up the site wherever I am, and and I can use a phone if I have to. I have permission to use a phone to call into the host number or the guest number, whatever it seems to be.
Right.
But I can be able to do the show from wherever I am now.
I am so excited. That's awesome. See, and that's cool because it adds to the fact that
I could even come over to the studio.
You could be the man in the street, which reminds me, too, that that's another good thing, that we actually got everything rearranged, so that's probably going to be happening in the next week or so, that you could actually be physically in the studio. That'll be kind of cool.
Is awesome. And
now, talking about Craigslist, it's kind of funny because, believe it or not, we were just talking about Cardiac getting his own show, and believe it or not, that's where he got it from.
Awesome.
There was an ad. There was just a little ad in the paper in the Craigslist, and then he wound up responding to it, and he wound up getting picked and being in it. So you never know. The thing is, just buyer beware. Everybody has to be careful. It's just, it's like anything else. If you're looking where you're not supposed to, you're going to find what you're not supposed to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing I'd like to let our listeners know is, if you guys remember, we had Jenna Donovan a while back with LA Fresh on the show, and Jenna has actually done a couple of new songs that she emailed me recently, and I haven't.
Well,
I'm going to upload them.
I think
them
that's
for
one
the
of
next
the
show.
Topics of our show tonight is
mm-hmm.
listening to some new music.
Yes, which
and
is what
talking
I'm
about
do
local
is,
sports, which we have talked
yes.
about.
Yes, the thing I wanted to do is the next show is I'm, and what I'd like to do is, because I've actually gotten a lot of new music, so I'm putting that up. And what I'd like to do is do a 2-hour segment of indie music. I'm going to have different songs that we've received. We've had Papa Soul. Jenna Donovan has sent me some new stuff. Rhea has sent me some new stuff. You remember that, Rhea Eden?
Oh,
she was on the show. She sent me some new songs.
Cannot wait to hear some of
yeah,
her new
stuff.
Yeah,
and as a matter of fact, Sacrifice, who has not been on the show yet because he hasn't been as involved in the music scene lately, he actually did a couple of new songs that we're actually going to introduce on the show, shall we say. And I've actually gotten a couple of Cardiac songs that were a little bit more hardcore, but we actually got the radio cut, so that'll be awesome. And there's one in particular I was so excited that we got the radio-friendly version for, which is called Boston Stand Up. Anybody that's from Beantown will know exactly what we're talking about. It's hysterical. Some of the lines in it and there are pretty funny. Of course,
really?
No, hysterical. But, you know, if anybody that's from the New England area knows, some of us Bostonians, our language can be a little off color. And he added a couple of those words just to keep it realistic, which are hysterical, but obviously not radio-friendly. As for the type of show that we're doing where it's a family-oriented show. But he got the radio version of radio, so I'm really excited because I think they're real funny. And I think Boston Stand Up is going to be the new intro because just a few couple of lines, it's real pumpy. So we're going to do that. And that'll be it with that. And also the other thing is, too, we're going to have a sports segment. I'm trying to talk my son Chris, who is like a walking encyclopedia of...
we've got to get Chris on, no matter what.
Him and Steven were funny. So we're going to actually be doing that. We're going to have, because you know how Buddy the dog, Wonder Dog, has his own MLB blog that he blogs about. About the Red Sox.
We
got to
get
so him
a little video of him and do a little skit or a little show with him.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're actually going to be like, you know, one of those men on the camera on the street kind of thing with Buddy. But, yeah, he's got his own blog, so I figure, you know, we'll have to get Buddy and Chris on them talking about the Red Sox on there. So that'll be kind of cool, get people updated. As a matter of fact, Buddy had me type out a little section for him on his blog at MLB. So if you go to MLB.com blogs and you look up Buddy the dog, he'll pop up, B-U-D-D-I-E. Or if you go to my blog, www.ordinarywomanwmn.com, on the right-hand side, there's a link to it. And Buddy just did a real good piece on Nomar Garcia-Parra's retirement from baseball. And what a classy organization we have. I have to say, for our listeners, I love baseball. Baseball loves me and my dog,
really?
Of course. Absolutely. But one of the cool things was that Nomar actually wanted to retire as the Red Sox. And that's why he had his manager reach out to them and say, can you give him a one-day contract? And he did. He got signed to a minor league contract with the Paw Sox. And as soon as it was official, he announced his retirement from baseball from the Red Sox. So I know I pretty confident he'll one day be at the Baseball Hall of Fame because he has some decent stats. And so when he does, he will go in as a Red Sox because that's what he always wanted to do. Now, a lot of people might not know this if you're not a baseball fanatic like my family and I are, but Nomar Garcia-Parra actually was very good friends with Ted Williams. People don't realize that. And Ted Williams was actually called the Kid back in the day because he was so young. He was actually 17 when he started his baseball career. And he was just very youthful and stuff. And it was pretty funny that when Ted Williams and Garcia Nomar Parra actually met, Ted Williams started calling him the Kid. He saw a lot of himself in him, talent-wise and stuff. And I have to say, I think if it wasn't for so many injuries that Nomar went through, his stats would have been more phenomenal than they were. And it's kind of sad that we didn't get the opportunity to see that because he did have a recurring groin injury and had a lot of health issues, you know, muscle-wise that kept popping up. So his career wasn't as the longevity wasn't there. I mean, he is barely 36 years old and has decided to retire. He had a great career. I mean, spent a lot of time with the Red Sox. Wind up getting traded leaving in 2004, but he wanted to retire from the Red Sox. So I think that was very classy, and it kind of shows the kind of organization we have to want to do that. And you know how we are. We like to create drama. When he left, everybody's like, oh, he's being a baby. Didn't he want to come back and get his ring? Neither here nor there. It's just the fact that it was kind of cool for them to do that because I really liked him as a player when he was here. I thought he did a lot for the team. And like I said, unfortunately, injuries kept hindering his performance. But for the most part, real classy kind of guy. So I'm kind of psyched about that. So going on, I have to tell you, you know what? I swear to goodness, you would think I'm getting paid for this. But if you read Buddy's blog, it's pretty
good. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. If you read Buddy's blog,
I'm not going to allow any of this.
Oh,
no.
It's funny. You guys know, right? I told you a while back that my son, Kariak, he calls me his PR ninja, and we had a running bet that I was real good at internet promotions to the point that I told him I won real bad because I told him I can have Buddy the dog have, you know, 200 to 300 tweet followers on Twitter. By a weekend. And he's like, no way. Did it. So Buddy the Dog, if you want to follow him, you can find him on Twitter. Well, he's on there, Dog's World. So he's always blogging about Rem Dog because he loves Rem Dog from the Red Sox organization. So that's his dream thing. He wants to meet Rem Dog and be able to be part of the Red Sox organization in his little doggy dream world. But anyway, the funny thing is that, I don't know if you know, Rem Dog recently just opened a restaurant in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's on my to-do list. Obviously, Buddy can't go which is hysterical. Buddy actually has me writing, quote-unquote, another whole blog thing on the unfairness and the discrimination against canines because he cannot go to the restaurant and eat with his buddy, but... that's one of the things I'm going to want to go check out and see what it's like. And I've heard Poppy's Grill is all right, too. David Ortiz actually has a restaurant in Framingham as well. I haven't had a chance to go out there yet, but I think I'm going to go check it out and see how that is. But definitely Rem Dog, I don't know about you guys, but didn't it seem like it wasn't the same when he wasn't on the air?
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't the same. It's just like, eh. I mean, don't get me wrong, his sidekick there, John, is great. And he did the best he could because they kept giving him different commentators and stuff. And not that the other guys weren't good. I mean, they were decent. But there's just something about the chemistry between them, too, that's just phenomenal. And I really missed it.
You miss it? I didn't know you knew how to miss it.
I do. I missed it because it was just that, you know, that camaraderie between the two of them. And I have to be honest, it's funny. It keeps me entertained. I know for me, I love the Atlanta Braves. That's like my second favorite team. But I just can't watch their games on television.
Please. I've got a personal care attendant who works for me now. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And take a guess what his team is.
Gotta be the Braves, babe. Gotta be the Braves. Got to be the Braves. And if New York, you have someone from a New York fan working for you. What is wrong with you? No. See, and the reason I like the Braves is because I don't know if a lot of people, again, trivia, realize the Braves actually originally were from Boston. They started back here in, what do you mean?
The Boston Braves. I remember them.
No, you don't remember them, but you've read about them because you're not that old. But, yes, the Boston Braves are actually from here, because if you were that old, you'd kind of freak me out because you'd be over 100. Yeah, so that's why.
Really? I think I might be.
I know, right? So, no, the funny thing is that it's one of my favorite teams, but if you guys ever watched them live on TV, their commentator, and, again, this isn't negative, he's the nicest guy, real knowledgeable, but he's got this grandfather, nighty-night, read me a bedtime story because I want to go to sleep voice. It just puts me in relaxation mode, and I'm like, and that be done, and I'm just ready to knock out. It just makes me sleepy, and I feel so bad because he's a nice guy, and he's very knowledgeable, but just that soft-spoken voice. He should be doing, like, kids' bedtime stories or something.
Well, I know DJ who works for a radio station that he does the bedtime magic. If you know
love
who I'm talking about.
Love her. Yes.
If you know,
I love that. I love that radio show. It's funny, too, because Alex and I used to listen to that when he was younger. I'm dating myself here, because when he was little, he loved that.
Where did the time go?
I don't know. It's like when you and I get together, it's just not stuff. So we talked about the Red Sox. Yay. We talked about the music that's coming up. Oh, my God. We have so much new music. You're going to be psyched. The listeners, you're going to be excited. We got some really good quality stuff that's coming out of the Woodworks, and I'm just excited. And we didn't even get to half the stuff that we wanted to update you with. But, yeah, so definitely, oh, man, want everybody to know we will be here Thursday, 7 o'clock. That will be the 15th tax day. Oh, let people know if you're in Massachusetts because of the crazy flooding that we had. You actually got an extension on your tax date, so your taxes won't be due on the 15th. They've given you some extra time. Make sure you check with your accountant or H&R Block. So if your papers got wet or something happened and you're pulling your hair out thinking you're going to be late, you actually got an extension because we got declared a disaster area because of all the rain and all the flooding and stuff. So
now here's my question for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to the shows, the pre-recorded shows, and all
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my question. Did you get any flooding when it was raining?
Do you know that it's funny? We did, but it's so minimal compared to what I've heard. I mean, we had like maybe a foot of, not even, and it was wet. I'm not going to lie. It was wet in the basement. But compared to what other people got, we were very lucky. It's weird, too. I guess it's where the way the house is, we're on this funky, like, knoll kind of thing that if you literally look at it when it's raining, the water kind of goes whoop, right around my house, and just, I feel bad for my neighbor, winds up in there. Now, if I was still living in Billerica, that's a whole different story. I would have needed a rowboat, because he lives right by the river.
Well, because I remember you saying one time over this winter,
mm-hmm.
you had lost power.
Well, we did lose power, though. We did lose power, but it was only for a little bit. It was funny because, let's see, we lost power in, actually, March. At the end of February and the beginning of March, we lost power a couple of times where I would go out and
you
back,
must be in one of the worst areas.
I really think, you know what it is? Our house is kind of like, I really think we're like, on a grid or something, because every time there's an accident or a grid goes out, our house goes out first. Because we're on that kitty corner, so that's why.
Well, you want to know something?
We wind up with no problem. Mm-hmm.
Anytime your power goes out, I'm still able to get, even if we're supposed to do a show,
mm-hmm.
my power has been on. That day that you said that you had canceled the show?
Yeah, because we had no
power.
Everything went out. Yeah, remember, because
power.
It was right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. No,
isn't
that
power.
Weird? So you must be getting the grid from someone else, because we're not that far off, but yeah, for some bizarre reason, because I remember it was like, okay, we got everything ready, and then it was like, I was like, oh, my God, everything, computer, And it was funny because, I mean, I could have tried to, because, you know, I got this nifty little Mac laptop, another plug, and it was charged and everything. So I'm like, I probably could have. But the only challenge was I didn't have internet because we had the Wi-Fi internet and, of course, needs electricity. Since then,
how
I've learned my lesson.
Can
I actually...
say you are?
What?
No, what? You're going to have to
no, well, you know what?
Here.
Yeah, but you know... Yeah, but you know what? Ever since then, what I did is that it was funny because when we were going to Florida, we actually wound up getting one of those network cards, and that thing worked phenomenal. Here's another plug. Because every time I went away, it was kind of like trying to find somewhere to smooch off Wi-Fi because I could never find it. And even in the hotels that I stayed at, they'd say free for Wi-Fi. I'm like, yeah, free Wi-Fi if I was sitting on top of the guy's computer because I wasn't picking up a signal. And I'm telling you, my Mel, he took care of me. Before we went to Florida, we went over to the store, and he got me a network card that goes with our cell phone. And I have to tell you, amazing. I mean, I downloaded pictures. I put them on the blog. It was awesome. It was awesome. So I can't complain. So if any of you ever want to try those, I mean, I really recommend it because we were all over the place. As a matter of fact, it was pretty funny because on the way back, we decided to drive. On the way back, I was actually watching... catching up on the old TV shows from Psych and Monk and on the internet. It was crazy while we were driving. So, and we had very little glitches on the way. So, yeah, very impressed with how it worked. Very impressed.
But you
so
knew
anyway,
you had...
On that note,
you knew you had the co-host that could run the switchboard and
mm-hmm.
everything.
Well, see,
while
now
you
we
were
know that...
While you were on that trip to Florida.
Yeah, but the problem was the host was sick. Like, not very there. Like, out of it. Like, sick. I told you, I was stuck in the hotel room for a week and a half.
I know. I busted your chops.
Yes, you are. Anyway, on that note, I cannot believe the time went by so fast. Thank you, everybody. I have to say thank you, Betty, Billy, Gary. Gary, oh, my goodness, I didn't even see you in there. Nice of you to stop by.
And JJ's
Harry,
in
JJ.
There.
Oh, yeah, JJ as usual, Mary, Ray, and Will. Guys, you guys are amazing. It just makes me feel so good to know that you guys are joining me in the chat room, your notes, your emails, your support. So definitely we're looking forward to seeing you guys again. Thursday, 7 o'clock, it'll be April 15th, and we're going to have a music hour when we're going to have all the new music. We'll talk about it, tidbits, having that, maybe get some of the artists to call in, tell us a little bit about what's going on. And then from there, we'll start scheduling some new guests, and actually, we're going to actually start moving the show ahead, so we're going to actually be on more than just once a week. Also, at the end of the month, I will actually be moving to Philadelphia. Relax, breathe. For a month to help out with the arrival of my new grandson, but we'll still be broadcasting live. Only I'll be live from Philly, and Mountain Man will be live from Lowell. That'll be interesting.
You just gave me a heart
yes,
attack.
Yes, I
here.
Did. I did. That's why I did it on purpose. I'm sorry. I was mean. I'm moving.
You
like,
just
yeah,
gave
yeah,
me a heart attack. Thank you.
I did. I did. No, I'm actually. I'm
you better see me before you even go anywhere.
No, I'm just going to be down there for like a month or so to help out because, you know, I mean, my son and his wife, amazing people, and have a second baby on the way, so I'm going to be there. So when
and I seen Vita,
there,
too.
Yes, Vita.
Vita
yes,
is awesome.
I know, Vita's amazing.
We got to get her a page.
No kidding. Well, she's actually on Buddy's. On
all right, I got 90 seconds. Do you have a song for us?
No, I want you to pick one. Maybe The Fighter. I love The Fighter, and Shelly's always asking me to play that.
Oh, my
go out with the
goodness.
Fighter, yes. And just to remind all our listeners, thank you so much. Remember how special you are. And, my man, tell them the tagline, or have you forgotten?
I have forgotten.
Do not let anybody steal your dreams away, and nothing is impossible to a willing heart. So thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being with us, Mountain Man. Pleasure as usual. And... good night, everybody. Have a great one.
Good night.
Anxiety sets in. I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle. Sweat drips my face. Hands take. Can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing. My faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty. The brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb. My pain stronger. Fame smarter. Street smarter. Train harder. Can't stop me. Try.
rock me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving,
keep training, headstrong,
be patient.
Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter.
It's not an option to lose.
Charlie, I'll call you in a few.